From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. High school students across the country today staged symbolic walkouts to demand stronger school safety and gun control after the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland last month. WLRN reporters were at three South Florida schools today. We start with Peter Hayden in Riviera Beach.
This isn't a left or right issue. It's a matter of life or death.
Hundreds of Suncoast High School Chargers walked out of class and into their school courtyard. They honored the 17 people killed in the Parkland shooting. They gave rousing speeches for reforming gun control and mental health. And they sang. Then they got busy.
In the back, we have Political Action Club hosting the letter writing table.
Students helped each other write letters to Congress. The Latino Student Union raised money for families of Stoneman Douglas victims. And they got out the vote.
I'm hosting a stand for voter registration.
Senior Kayla Al-Kafi is sitting at a table, licking envelopes.
So even if you're not 18 yet, we're trying to get people to pre-register. So far, we've had around 60 people.
Including senior Anaria Marville.
I'm sick and tired of schools getting shot up by kids who don't know what's right and what's wrong. It's not fair to other families to lose their children.
Marville is 17 years old.
This is how I can show my support. Now I got a year, so you know. I'm going to vote, show my support, and boy, I'm going wild, I'm going in.
I'm Peter Hayden in Riviera Beach.
And I'm Nadege Green. In Miami-Dade, students walked out of class and into a fenced area outside the school auditorium at Turner Technical Arts High School. Reporters were not allowed inside, but from the sidewalk, you could hear passionate speeches. One student talked about how dozens of Miami-Dade County Public School students have been killed or injured by gun violence in their neighborhoods. Another student, Josh Toombs, waved me over to the chain link fence.
I want y'all to know it's not just for the people at Stoneman Douglas High School. It's for those kids that are walking after school and get shot with
He's a senior, and he said he stands with students at Stoneman Douglas and had this message for the public about what the day symbolizes for him.
Little boys outside playing on their porches getting shot by stray bullets and stuff. That's what this is about, not just for mass shootings.
Speak on it, Josh.
Toombs says the students at Turner Tech were told today they didn't have to wear their school uniforms. Instead, those who lost family members or friends to gun violence could wear Rest in Peace Memorial T-shirts. There were several of those in the crowd. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
Now, we are going to make change, and it's already starting.
And I'm Tim Padgett. Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland was where a gunman killed 17 people last month with an AR-15 rifle. That mass shooting sparked this movement. Douglas's 3,200 students gathered on the football field. They were met with cheers from parents and local residents who lined the adjacent street. Last week, Governor Rick Scott signed a $400 million bill that increases school safety measures but also restrictions on gun ownership. The Douglas students and their Never Again movement were largely credited for pushing through that rare gun control legislation in Florida.
That never would have been signed if it wasn't for the fact that the students got going.
Allison McLeod is the mother of a Douglas Jr. who was in the school when the shooting happened.
But let's not forget, the bigger picture is still yet to come.
McLeod was pointing to the movement's March 24th walk on Washington, D.C. 18-year-old Douglas senior Kevin Trejos plans to take part. He was one of a handful of students who left school grounds after the walkout. He said the event was meant mainly to honor the victims of the shooting.
But obviously the political message is still behind it. At least in Florida, we got a pretty good bill passed. We're hoping that Congress can pass an even stronger bill.
Most here in Parkland said they want to keep the pressure on, since the National Rifle Association is already challenging the new Florida law. I'm Tim Padgett.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.